Speaking slowly, so you can understand. Just a couple of teachers, just doing a thing. Speaking slowly, so you can understand. Just a couple of teachers, just doing a thing.
Ben,
what's up, Abe?
How are you?
Pretty damn good.
All right, all right, all right. We are almost live again.
We are.
It's Tuesday morning and we are recording. That means that we were not able to find time to record in the evening again.
Correct.
So again, the Taiwanese beers must wait.
Yeah, about that.
What about that?
Well, I told you last time that I was weak. I was weak-willed.
Ben.
I couldn't control myself. And,
Ben.
Surprise, surprise, it's happened.
No.
It's happened again.
No. You drank the other one? They're all gone? You don't have any more? Well, Ben, I knew you wouldn't be able to hold on to the beers for that long.
I couldn't hold on to the beer, and I couldn't hold off from drinking it.
You saved it for a week.
Well, 2 weeks. The second one was saved for 2 weeks. So that's my maximum beer saving time is 1 week.
2 weeks? 1 week?
2 weeks, yeah. Maximum.
Okay.
So I learned that about myself.
Well, congratulations, Ben. You learned about yourself. You learned your maximum beer keeping time.
I think Taiwanese beer helped me understand myself more, like what kind of man I am.
Well, thank you very much to our lovely Taiwanese listeners. The beers were very delicious.
They were good. They were good. Especially one of them in particular was better than the other.
Yeah, I thought one was better than the other as well. Yeah. I enjoyed the silver can more than the white and green can.
Oh, yeah. I think me too.
You too?
I agree. I'm with you there.
Anyway, great beers. Thank you very much. Unfortunately, we will not be enjoying them during a podcast.
Maybe we'll have to find some Taiwanese beers in Sendai to make up for it.
I've never seen those beers in Japan, ever. I've seen Thai beers and even Vietnamese beers, like Southeast Asian beers.
Yeah.
But I don't think I've ever seen Taiwanese beers.
They must be somewhere hiding in this city.
They're hiding somewhere.
There is a specialty beer shop here. Maybe they'd have it.
Yeah, there's a few.
Let's the search begins.
Okay. All
ready
right,
the
then.
Horses.
Calm down.
Prepare your armor.
Yes, sir.
We're not going beer hunting, Ben.
Put the horses away.
It's 10 a.m. on a Tuesday.
There, Nelly.
Oh, Friday.
Okay, cancel the beer hunt.
Let's get down to business, Ben.
Sorry, there's a noisy postman outside my house. You know what's weird? There's a stereotype.
A stereotype, okay. Like a typical image of something.
A stereotype of dogs and postmen, or post ladies, post people.
Yeah, the stereotype is that the dog barks and chases the postman.
Hates them.
Yeah,
wants
they're
to kill
enemies.
Them. Yeah, it's like, how dare you?
The postman has to go into your territory.
That's true.
To deliver the post, and the dog has to protect the territory. So they have this kind of relationship.
Yeah. And instead of getting used to the postman, their hate only grows and grows.
It depends on the dog.
It does. It does.
And depends on the postman. Some postmen carry around little dog treats.
Oh, okay.
So then when they come, the dog gets happy and excited.
That's the good way to do it. And then you become like king of the dogs. All the dogs are happy to see you. They can't wait.
Yeah, but you're right that the stereotype is that the dogs hate the postman and, you know, they're kind of enemies.
So anyway, that's the stereotype. But my dog does not fit the stereotype.
Your dog likes the postman.
Just indifferent.
He doesn't care about the postman. He's
doesn't
indifferent.
Care. Zero reaction. But when it's a delivery person, like a Amazon delivery, for example.
What's the difference?
I don't know. I think it's like he can hear when the motorbike or the car is coming up my street.
Right. The postman is usually on a motorbike.
Yeah, and he doesn't care. He doesn't react to the bike.
Okay. So he's used to the sound of the postman going around the neighborhood.
I guess. But if it's a delivery man, you know, in those, they deliver things in small vans here, usually.
Yeah.
He doesn't like it. Not happy about it.
Really? Does he bark and go crazy?
Yeah. But if we open the door, he's very, of course, you know my dog. He's just
he's a sweetie. He's a big sweet boy.
He just wants a little oogie booby cuddle.
He just wants someone to rub his belly.
Yeah. He just wants some shmoomy moomies, you know?
Okay. Enough with the weird.
Some doogie doogie shmoogie boos.
Some goozy boozy doozy goozies.
A little goose goose for my booze.
Nonsense. Babbling nonsense for babies and pets.
That's what he likes. That's how you
sure.
Okay.
Talk. Anyway, what's your point?
That's it. That's my point. It's just weird. It's a mystery that I've been thinking about.
He likes the postman or doesn't care about the postman? He's indifferent to the postman.
Indifferent.
But he gets all excited when a delivery man comes.
Yeah, I guess I'm the same. Because usually the postman is bringing bad news.
Bills.
Boring letters and...
Documents.
Responsibilities.
Junk mail, flyers.
Obligations.
Barf.
Fuck. Hate it. But the package.
But the delivery man.
Ooh. Presents. Gifts and
what's
treats.
What's coming today?
Oh, my.
A delivery for me? I don't even remember ordering something.
I surprised myself. It's it's a gift. You know, it's a present. It's things you want.
Usually, it's something that you've ordered.
Usually, yeah. And you're right. I often forget what I've ordered. So it's often a nice surprise.
The other day, I was doing a podcast.
Yes.
And a delivery man came.
Okay. During the recording.
Yeah. And, you know, it's a podcast. So it's summer. It's hot. I'm not wearing a shirt.
Yeah. So you never opened the door shirtless?
I did. For the first time. I thought, fuck it. Oh. I knew it's something I don't even have to sign for.
Right.
So I just ran outside. He gave it to me. I said, thanks. Sorry, I'm not wearing a shirt. And I came back inside. Do you think that's, you know, is that acceptable behavior in your opinion?
It is, but I was actually talking about this with Rui, my son, the other day, because he wanted to go to the park shirtless.
Yeah.
And I said, that's fine. It's summer. run around right. shirtless. It's fine. It's fine for boys. Like, there's a bit of a shirtless culture in Australia.
Yeah. Same in Canada in the summertime.
Right. It's not unusual to see shirtless men, you know, in takeaway food stores, for example.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Convenience yeah. store, someone without a shirt on. It's not that strange.
Got to see that big, hairy Australian or Canadian body proudly displayed.
I mean, usually it's people who are in shape.
Usually, yeah, it usually
is. I mean, generally you don't see like a big, fat, hairy guy with no shirt on inside a convenience store.
I want to see a six-pack. I want to see some pecs, you know.
Pectoral muscles, like pectorals. Strong chest.
I want to see a big, strong Superman chest.
Right. So usually it's people who are in shape who don't wear a shirt overseas, like in Canada and Australia. But in Japan, everyone wears a shirt.
Yeah, it's very rare to see shirtless guys here, except for the beach or swimming center. But, yeah. You know, I don't know. What do you think? Is your body hot enough to go shirtless?
You mean, am I in good enough shape to take off my shirt?
Yeah, are you toned enough? I think so. Yes.
If I'm standing.
If you're standing, yeah.
I don't want to be sitting without a shirt, you know.
That's the thing. I look great when I'm lying down completely flat. I look like
I look fine.
Your standing's all right too.
I could take off my shirt, no problem.
Best is lying down flat on your back. Second is standing, looking pretty good. But sitting in a chair, oh, no one wants to see that.
Anyway, what were we talking about? You were talking about Rui, your son, going to the park shirtless.
Yeah,
topless.
And I said, it's cool. So he said, yeah, it's cool. It's fine. So he did. But to answer your question, coming from a culture of shirtless men, I think it's fine in your own house to answer the door. If it's a delivery man, if it's a little old lady inviting you to a community group or some shit.
Come out with my hot nipples flashing.
Yeah, she'll have a heart attack. The sudden rush of passion and desire could kill an old lady. Don't be ageist. Don't be ageist. Old ladies love sex. So I think that's the rule. If it's a delivery man, shirtless is okay. Anybody else, put a shirt on.
Anyway, Ben, let's move on.
Okay.
Because
that's settled then.
This music means we've got a question.
You've got a question.
Oh.
Cover me in your questions.
Ooh, yeah. Listener questions, Ben.
Oh, yeah.
All right. The first question, which I promised you in the last episode.
You promised.
Yep. Comes from my home country, Canada.
Oh, Canada.
My hometown, Vancouver.
The big V.
Yep. Van City, Vancouver.
The vagina of Canada.
What? I mean...
Is that what you call it?
No. No, Ben.
The big wet vagina of Canada.
It does rain a lot.
It does.
Yeah. Definitely a wet city.
The big
it's
wet
It's green,
v.
though. Green. It is green. It's a green city.
Beautiful city.
Yes, thank you. Anyway, this listener is living in Vancouver.
Lucky duck.
And her nickname is Kanata.
Kanata.
Ooh. Yeah. Kanata. Kanata. She says she's been listening to our podcast for quite a while, and it's helping her learn things.
Well, she's winning the game of life.
Yep. The more she listens to it, the more she can understand what we're talking about. So she tends to listen again and again.
She's doing it right.
And she sent her message in English, all in English. Great job, Kanata. Your English is fantastic.
We love that.
She says, anyway, in episode number 60, we talked about which English accents we thought sound cool.
I remember we talked about Scottish.
Yeah, we talked about, Scottish accents and other accents. And she says, you know, you guys live in Japan, so what Japanese accents do you think are cool? You know, Japan has a lot of different accents.
Yes, it does.
She's wondering which one we think sound cool.
It's a difficult question because I've spent the majority of my time, most of my time, living in Japan, in Sendai.
Yes.
So I'm used to the Sendai Tohoku accent, the Tohokuben. I lived 1 year in Fukuoka. I guess I noticed, a bit of a difference with the accent.
Do you have any preference about which accent you think sounds cool?
I like the accent around here. I find it quite mild and, easy to listen to. But that's probably because of, having lived here a while.
I think that, because we're foreigners, that people try to speak to us in standard Japanese probably.
That's a good point. That's definitely true.
Anyway, I like the Kansai accent. And the thing that I like about it is that young people are, proud of it.
That's cool. You should be proud of your accent.
It's very much a part of their identity. And I like the confidence that people in Kansai have to just use their original accent.
Yeah, they own it. They embrace it. They're not shy of it.
They embrace it. So I think the Kansai accent sounds cool. I think a lot of the accents sound cool. I just don't hear them enough. And when I do hear them, it's like older people. So I guess I like the kind. I spent a lot of time in Osaka.
You did. You have.
Yeah. Yeah. I have to say Kansai just because that's the one that I've gotten the most exposure to, especially when it comes to speaking with young people.
Okay. Well, I'll say the Miyagi area accent, because that's the one I'm most comfortable with. I don't know if it's the coolest, but for me, it's the best.
Ben is going with the home team.
I'm sticking with the home team. This is my home. I have to defend my home, my city, my people.
And we have one other question.
Oh, another one.
Yeah, this comes from listener Anonymous H. And this listener noticed that sometimes we use the present tense when we're talking about some kind of story in the past.
Yes.
Does that make sense? Do you understand what I'm saying?
I understand you crystal clear.
Okay, Ben. Let's check to make sure we are on the same page.
Give me the test, teacher.
All right. Give me an example of how you would use the present tense in a story about the past.
A few months ago, I was at a bar and I was drinking with a beautiful lady I met there.
Ooh.
And she invited me to come back to her place, and we had a couple Ooh. More drinks. There was Ooh. Some smooth jazz on the stereo. Oh.
Listening to music.
And she said, would you like to come into my bedroom? I go into the room. I see her on the bed.
One, two,
I lift up her skirt. I pull down her pants.
Four.
And I see a huge dick. So I run out of the house and go home to my wife.
Wow. Oh, you were married in this story?
Yeah, true story. Happened a couple of weeks ago.
A true story? Oh, my God.
True story.
Right, so you see how Ben used the present tense to build drama and suspense, right? One thing at a time. I go into the room. I walk to the bed, right? You're giving these short sentences in the present tense to really put the listener in the moment.
That's right. I see the huge dick, not I saw a huge dick.
Although, you know, Ben, you shouldn't just run away just because she has a penis.
Well, it's not my thing.
Yeah, but you could be nice about it.
Yeah, you're right. Next time I'll stay and
scream and run away. Say, oh, I'm sorry.
Excuse me.
Pardon me, madame. I didn't realize you had such a large penis.
Terribly sorry. My mistake.
I'll be on my way now. I've learned my lesson.
I've left something in the oven. I have to get home. I forgot I'm baking a cake.
Oh, I believe I've forgotten something. I'm so sorry.
I'm baking a cake, you see, for my uncle's birthday.
Anyway, so the present tense is used in the story to really bring the listener just one step at a time and really put them in the moment, like, and then, and then, and then, and then, oh, right?
That's right. Like, it builds tension. So, it's dramatic effect.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's the reason why we do that sometimes.
Good question.
Yeah, yeah, thanks for noticing that. It's a good thing to explain because it is confusing. Like, why are you using present tense? You're talking about yesterday or whatever.
Yes, it must be confusing for a non-native speaker.
Mm-hmm. So it's thank you for giving us the opportunity to clear that up.
A teaching moment.
A teaching moment.
A delicious teaching moment.
Just like when you see the huge penis in the pretty ladies.
That's right. It's a teaching moment.
You know, don't scream and run away.
Don't
use
do
it as a teaching moment, Ben.
Don't make the same mistake I did.
Maybe she could teach you. You know, hey, just come on. Hey, relax.
Just put your hand here.
Okay, no, so now I'm her.
Okay.
The lady with the penis.
Right.
Now I'm telling the story to my friend.
Okay.
Okay, so this is the continuation of the story.
Oh, it's continuing from her perspective.
Yeah. Okay. So using the same method, right? Here we go.
Okay.
So he lifts up my skirt. He looks down. And he sees my big penis. So he starts to suck it.
This is an alternate timeline. That's not what happened. It does sound like her, though. It does sound like her. Was it you dressed as a woman? Because we do go to the same bars sometimes.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. All right. All right, Ben. That is all for today's episode.
It's getting a
bit
silly.
Thank you for tuning in, my friends, my freaks and weirdos. Come to Instagram. Say hello to Big Ben over on Instagram. Come to X. Send me an X message. Say hi to me on X. I am on X all the time. I'm on X.
24/7.
Come to my website, 55freebird.com. I'm coming to Kansai. It's not with Ben. I'm going there with Yoshi. We're going to Osaka.
Oh,
October 22nd.
I didn't know you guys were going there.
It's a Go Go Abe Kiowa podcast event in Osaka on October 22nd. Come to 55freebird.com for details. And have a great week.
Have a great week, everybody. Get your shirts off.
Oh, wait. And please leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. That really helps us.
It's very important.
Okay, guys. Have a great week and see you soon.
See you, guys.